Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on July 25 regarding Ronnie, R-O-N-N-I-E, Williams. Ronnie Williams is a 56-year-old male who reports he injured his right shoulder at work on 7/15/21. But on that occasion, he was throwing trash in the dumpster that was filled to the top with trash. Period. He went to Virtual Hospital Emergency Room several days later. Period. Further evaluation, but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Period. He did not undergo an MRI, injection, or surgery, and has completed his course of active treatment. Period. New paragraph. Per his claim petition, Mr. Williams alleged he injured his right shoulder throwing a trash bag into the dumpster. Period. Treatment records show he was seen orthopedically by Dr. Lipschultz on 1/13/22. Period. He conveyed that the bag he threw was about 50 pounds. Period. He reported the incident, but there was a delay in sending him for care. Period. He then sought treatment on his own under his primary health insurance. Period. He was seen at Virtual Health System and had about 8 weeks of physical therapy. Period. Further treatment was then denied by his primary health insurance. Period. He had a history of substance abuse, hypertension, and asthma, as well as was status post-facial reconstruction. Period. Dr. Lipschultz reviewed the x-ray reports from Virtual on 11/15/21 to be inserted as marked. He also reviewed x-rays of the right shoulder done on 8/27/21 to be inserted. Period. New paragraph. He further reviewed notes of Virtual Orthopedics on 9/24/21. Period. Exam of his shoulders revealed no asymmetry or atrophy. Period. He had full forward flexion and abduction with no pain on cross arm abduction. Period. He had no pain with provocative biceps maneuvers. Period. There was no upper extremity weakness. Period. He was diagnosed with calcific tendonitis and an impingement syndrome and primary osteoarthritis. Period. Corticosteroid was recommended, but a corticosteroid injection was not recommended since he did not have significant discomfort. Period. It was recommended he use physical therapy and an anti-inflammatory. Period. Mr. Williams expressed how he felt capable of returning back to work and was discharged. Period. He also was seen for physical therapy at Virtua on 10/15/21. Period. Exam revealed 150 degrees of forward flexion and 155 degrees of abduction. Period. Strength was normal. Period. Hawkins and Neumann maneuvers were positive. Period. Dr. Lipschultz's exam of the shoulder found he had full and symmetric abduction, forward flexion, as well as internal and external rotation. Period. There was negative impingement sign and negative Hawkins sign and other provocative maneuvers. Period. He also had full range of motion about the cervical spine. Period. Overall, he did not have focal neurologic deficit and appeared capable of working in a full duty capacity. Period. No further treatment was indicated. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper. Range of motion of the right shoulder was full in all independent spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation was non-reproducibly performed to the T12 level. Period. Motion of the left shoulder with elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. The rest is normal. Shoulders normal, cervical normal, and thoracic normal. Impressions on 7/15/21, Ronnie Williams reportedly injured his right shoulder throwing trash into a dumpster. Period. He evidently sought treatment with his primary care physician. Period. He had x-rays of the shoulder and neck, as noted above. Period. Injection therapy was recommended, but... I'm sorry. Injection therapy was not recommended since he was not in severe pain. Period. He... later was seen by Dr. Lipschultz. Period. His exam of the shoulder was entirely normal with full motion and strength. Period. He discharged the petitioner to full duty. Period. He paragraphed the current exam, found him to have full range of motion of the right shoulder. Period. There was no weakness, atrophy, or sensory deficits. Period. Provocative news about the shoulders were negative. Period. He also had full range of motion about the cervical spine. Period. New paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the right shoulder. Period. The rest of that section is normal.